This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now on to one of the toughest cost-benefit calculations of our daily lives, balancing the, I feel gross, do I have a fever realization with the, but I really have to get into work today impulse. Recently, President Obama announced he wants every worker in America to get paid sick time. His new Healthy Families Act hasn't been embraced by those on Capitol Hill who oppose new mandates on employers. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on the challenge of keeping illness out of the workplace.
2 eggs over easy, a sausage patty, and hot cake.
The busy waitress serving at this 24-hour pancake house shows no obvious sign of illness, but if she did, statistically speaking, it wouldn't be pretty.
People who work in the restaurant industry have very low rates of paid sick leave.
Alina Salganikoff at the Kaiser Family Foundation says it's just 1 in 3. If these workers call in sick anyway, they lose wages and risk getting fired. Even workers who do get paid sick time come to work sick plenty.
We'd be ready Monday after 5.
A local dry cleaner in Portland, Oregon, where the city mandates 5 paid sick days a year. Grace Hilliard works the counter.
I come to work sick often enough.
Okay, but you're right across from customers.
I try really hard not to, like, touch my face or anything gross.
And what about wearing, like, a little white mask?
That would feel really weird.
What about just calling in sick?
I feel guilty. I don't want to create this burden on my coworkers. I have bills to pay. I have student loans I need to pay off.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, employers lose $150 billion a year from workers showing up sick and being semi-useless as a result. There's even a word for it in HR speak. It's called presenteeism. Salganikoff says researchers looked at one recent outbreak.
The flu pandemic, the H1N1, millions of workers actually went to work sick and passed the virus to coworkers.
Vicky Shabo at the National Partnership for Women and Families says parents often have to leave a sick child home alone because they can't take time off.
Big law firms, for example, will often pay for backup sick care so that somebody comes to your house to take care of your child.
All well and good for professionals in the top income bracket, says Shabo. 80% of them get paid sick time. It's just 20% for those at the bottom. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.